From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The British government is moving to limit fallout from the Brexit vote. British Finance Minister George Osborne said Monday that the British economy is fundamentally strong and that Britain remains open for business.
There will be an adjustment in the months ahead, but I think we are well placed to meet that adjustment. And our message to businesses, large and small, is very simple. Britain is open for business.
In his first address to Parliament since the Brexit vote, Prime Minister David Cameron said work now begins to implement the voters' decision. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in London Monday after a stop in Brussels, where he cautioned the European Union against angry, vengeful behavior against Britain.
So I think it is absolutely essential that we stay focused on how, in this transitional period, nobody loses their head, nobody goes off half-cocked, people don't start ginning up, scatterbrained or revengeful premises.
John Kerry. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that states do not have the right to impose what it called undue burdens on abortion facilities, thus limiting the ability of women to get abortions. The court ruled 5-3 to overturn a law in Texas that required abortion doctors to have patient admitting privileges at hospitals near their facilities and that their clinics be equipped with costly hospital-grade equipment. In another case, the court refused Monday to loosen federal restrictions that prevent people with domestic assault convictions from owning guns. The 6-2 ruling is a victory for gun control advocates. And the court voted unanimously to throw out the corruption conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, defining more narrowly which actions by officials amount to corruption. This is VOA News.